Simukov Tzadik Dalit is Dina Yeledes Umapeles. The lachs of a Yeledes are known to people because it's in Chumash before Sheni. And usually things that are in Chumash before Sheni, we hear at least three times a week, and perhaps pay attention at least one of those three times a week. And what? Shmini can hear eight times. Yeah, what's it about? Before Shani, remember? Huh? Okay. Day days of Hanukkah, no Shmini. At any rate, we know that in a Torah, a woman who gives birth has 7 Yemei Tumah and 33 Yemei Tahara. And for the Keva, 14 Yemei Tumah and 66 Yemei Tahara. Now, what that means is that when she gives birth, she's tamei even if there's no blood, even if there's no dam. Chazal called that a leida yaveshta, a dry leida. I don't know that anybody has ever heard of such a thing today, but in theory at least, it's the leida that makes her tamei rather than the dam. Isha kisazriya v'yalda zachar, the pasuk says she gives birth to a zachar, she's tamei ki mei nidas devoisa, as if she had seen flowing blood, even though there was no blood. So Leida is Be'etzem Tameh. The blood which comes after the 7 days for a Zachar and 14 days for a Nekeva, that's called Demei Toihar. Even though that blood comes from the same place as Damnida, even though it's the regular uterine blood that makes her a Tameh all the time, it's because there is a Kosov that in those days, these are Yemei Toihar. The dam is not metame. Naturally, she still needs a mikvah for the days that she was tame. Someone's tame and comes into the 33 days, she's not automatically tar. She still needs a mikvah, but once she goes to the mikvah, if there's more dam than mina taira, she is tar. What? After 7 days, minatayra, she's a nida, not a zava. So she doesn't need a hefsik tahara, minatayra. She just needs minatayra, nida 7 days, and go to the mikvah. You don't need the kiyum. A zava, minatayra, needs shiva nikiyum. Today, Nogu b'nais Yisrael, Chmiru b'nais Yisrael, Atzman, Shafilu raya, Stipas dam kechardal, Yeshevis alav shiva nikiyum. Today, a chassan gets married, he doesn't learn anything about Nida and Zava. It's all one din. Now, we call it Nida, even though it's technically an incorrect phrase. We should call them Zavais. We treat them as Zavais, that they need Shiva Nikiyim. But Min HaTaira, a Nida does not need Shiva Nikiyim. Just needs 7 days and go to the mikveh. And Min HaTaira, a Zava, needs Shiva Nikiyim. Now, there's another expression, a phrase, which will be introduced to us in Beis, which is important for the understanding of what we're learning here. And that is, there's an expression, a din, Ein psichas kever b'loy dam. Ein psichas kever b'loy dam, it's machlokes in the Gemara. And come out all the Rishayim, with the exception of the Rambam, the Paskin, and we all the Paskin Paskin, Ein psichas kever b'loy dam. The word kever, in Chazal's interesting way of expressing things, is the rechem. The source of life is called kever, like a grave. Because we believe a grave is also a source of life. People from the grave will get up at Tchias Emes. So the rechem is called the kever. Ein psichas kever b'leidam means the following. That if the uterus opens, the opening of the uterus is called the cervix. If the cervix is opened, we have to talk about how much it's opened, because it's normal for the cervix to be partially open. That's how Zera gets in the first place. But Ein psichas kever b'leidam means if the cervix is open a certain amount, we assume that there was bleeding. Even if we don't find the bleeding, we assume there was bleeding. If a woman is mapil, if she has a miscarriage, it's not a leida, that's a miscarriage. A miscarriage opens the rechem, even if there's no bleeding, she's tame because we have a kabbalah, Ein psichas kever b'leidam.
So the C-section consists, constitute...
It's not, and we'll see that at the end of the Simin. We'll talk about the C-section, which does not have what's the din of a Mapelas with the C-section. That's what we're going to have to get to. But so we'll get to it. The Tysus and Krisus and Afiori is a Gavaldik Akash. If Eim Psichas Keva B'Leidam, why do I need a Pasik that a Yoledes is Tameh Shiva? Why do I need a Pasik a Yoledes is Tameh? The Keva you need for 14 days. Why do I need a Zachar? A Pasik of 7 days. Eim Psichas Keva B'Leidam. She gives birth, the uterus gets opened. So B'Meila, she's Tameh anyway, because Eim Psichas Keva B'Leidam.
That would be
tor
down. You could say that would be
no. The first lay down is not dam tayar.
Dam has no effect.
No, that's only after 7 days or 14 days.
But we said that even if there's no dam is really not the factor that plays. Dam is playing no role here. It's the later that's.
But it's irrelevant. If I assume there's dam, then there's no. It's not possible to have a lady of Eshta. So every lady is going to have some dam. What? So the Chiddush could be, says the first Torah, says the Chiddush is Dam Nekeva, mentions Dam Zach. 7 days, not 14 days. Okay. But Torah says the second Torah, because Minat Torah could be she's already a Nida 4 days earlier. That she became a Nida 4 days earlier. And she gives birth on day 5. So Minat Torah, she doesn't need the Kiyam. Day 5, she'd be Psichas Keva Bedam. 6, 7, she got her a mikvah. So I need a pasuk to tell you a yeledes has tumas yeledes. Irrelevant of whether there's dam or not. It's a separate tumah. A tumah of a yeledes needs 7 days. That's Tosfos Teretz. Be it as it may, the din d'oraisa is that there's a concept of dam toyar, which is this idea of the extra 33 or 66 days. That your tahar. When you were a chas, no one taught you this stuff, right? You get 33 clean days, no matter what happens. Or 66 clean days, no matter what happens. The reason is, as we'll see in a moment, actually, you can look in Taz Aleph. Taz Aleph and Beis here primarily go on the tour. The style of the Taz is very often to go on the tour. And he brings in the beginning, we don't know the Mechaba yet, but... He says, "Mshalmu zayin dekiyim b'teich yudal." You know what? Let's talk to Mechaber Amar. We'll come to the Taz. Mechaber, yeledes afilo leiras adam tamei kanida. A woman gives birth, even if there were no blood, she's a nida. Ben yalda chay, ben yalda meis, afilo nefel. He says even mapelas. The kama hev yemei tumasa. How many days is she tamei? Even a fully developed child who dies, or an underdeveloped child, the kama hev yemei tumasa, asha b'zman hazeh, kol hayeldos chashuvos yeledes b'zayiv. Anyone who gives birth is called giving birth b'zayiv. Now you should know zayiv means what? Zavet nishiv nikiyim. So all women who give birth are considered to need shiv nikiyim. But tzrichas lispar. Now here's language is confusing. Tzrichas lispar shivanikiyim. She needs 7 clean days. Nimtzah toivim. Yeledes zachar yeshev zayin leleidav zayin lenikiyim. Give birth to a zachar. You need 7 days for yeledes, and 7 nikiyim for zava laziva. Yeledes nikeva yeshev shuayim leleidav zayin lenikiyim laziva. She gives birth to a female. She's 2 weeks for yeledes. It's 7 clean days for Ziva. Now the language sounds like you need 21 days. Right. So the Mechaber explains. You may later, Shem Zayin L'Zach Yedal Nekeva, Im L'Rasa Behen, if in the 7 and 40 days of Yeledes, she's clean, Oilin L'Svira Zivasa, they can care for the Shiva Nekiyim as well. So therefore, Im Shalmu Zayin Nekiyim, Psoich Yedal Nekeva, she gets clean days within the 14 of Nekeva, she still has to wait till at least the 15th night. Alzava she had shivin akiyim. Alzayeledes she needs 14 days. From tavla kaidem lechein loy osalat tefila. She goes to the mikvah before the 14 days. It's no good because it's not only that she's tamei for 14 days, but she can't go to the mikvah until the end of the 14 days. So that's the mechaber setting up the first week or two. You have to lay them.
Yeledes b'zayv. Then why did you have the 5 days? Why did the 5 days?
if she's Yoledes Bezaiv.
Just like any time. So what happened to the five?
She needs the 5 and the 7, you're right. She'll need the five days and the 7.
So for Zohar, it's not
the
7 days.
For Pilate, well, if they were Pirish earlier, the Machabeshita was that if you're Pirish, you don't need 5. Right, the first sheet of the Machaber, Kotzalifa. But you're right, whatever the dinim of 5 are, you'll need 5 as well.
And the last stop, she does have Sektahara and then she starts counting 7?
Right. Right.
She starts the building after 3 days, she starts 7, but she's
no, you need the 5 anyway because of the minik of Kofta Legva.
Why did you
ask
the if
she go, if she stopped bleeding?
No, if she goes to Tvila on the afternoon of Yisdala.
I'm not sure. Pashtus, she should need the night of the 14th, but I'm not sure. I think she needs the night of the 14th.
Why? Why do
you need 5 as Plita Shechazera, you need 5. What? Yeah, he means to say, I think what he means is, to end the Zavash, we say 7 clean days is good. But she still needs 5. Let's say she had a Zachar. She has 7 clean days. She needs 5 and 7. She can't go to Mikveh the 8th day. Now he leads out to the Rabbanon.
So it's after 7.
After 7, let's say a Zachar. See, after 7, Al Tzioledah, she's finished. Al Tzavah, she had 7 Nikiyim. She wants to go to after the 8th day. She wants to go to Mikveh. She needs 5 and 7 because of Pelita Shavazera. Such a funny thing to Chesh Pelita Shavazera when she's Pelita Zera.
Right.
She gave birth to a child. Yes. But I don't know.
She could have been with her husband.
I don't know. That's right. Yeah, it's funny it doesn't say the 5, but I'm pretty sure you need the 5. I have some homework. Check it out. The Ramah ends. Ulaacha zayin lezach yidal nekevim uteres labayla miyad mayachesh sofra zayin nekivim nekiyim v'loy chazra v'arasa. As long as she saw shiva nekiyim and she didn't have a nuria, so she's good. Miyu yesh v'kaimish anayigin. Now here gets controversial. There are places where they have a minig. She ain't toivlin toich mem lezachar u'shmoinim lenekevim. Mamish, the opposite of the Torah. Torah says those 33 days are clean. The 66 days are clean. There are places they had a minig that for those 33 and 66 days you couldn't even go to the mikveh. It had to be 40 days after childbirth or 80 days after childbirth. So Ramah says there are places that had such a minig. He doesn't say have to keep the minig, but he says that makim shenago lahachmir, not to be made. So here we have to understand where does such a, it sounds like such a krum minig, where does it come from? So let's look at the Taz. First Taz Aleph, which I wanted to see at the outset. A Pirish, Im Shomu Zayin Nikim Besach Yudal Nekeva. Pirish, Vole Rasa Acha Kach Ad Kalois Yudal Nekeva. Dilu Rasa, if she bleeds, Heret Tzricha Leshish Zayin Nikim Echadash, Machmas Oysariya. If she bleeds again after the 14 days, we call that Dam Tayar. She needs Shiva Nikim. Ma mikaya chumra de Reb Zera, because of Reb Zera's chumra, shechmiru b'nei Yisrael asman, afil arayis tifiz da kechadol, yeshev yeshev yedikiyim. So the Taz here says, achidish gal. He says, it's a Ramban. He says that the din that nogu b'nei Yisrael achmiru chumra latzman, shefil arayis tifiz da yeshev yeshev yedikiyim, which poshup shat means dam nida. They treat as dam zava. That they shiva the kiyam always. So to Ramban, that goes on Dam Toyar as well. That for Dam Toyar, which should be totally tar, the noyik shiva the kiyam. The Elohimar, Devarim Kazelo Yechmiru al Atzman, Kivachena Dam Nidus Velazivus. Maybe you're going to want to taina, what are you talking about? Dam Toyar is no shaykhis. It's not Dam Nida, not Dam Zivus, Zainai. Because our Paiskim, Hanu, a term Bishem Ramban. Will be says to Bishem Shah Paiskin. So this is the first chiddush of the siman, that the expression of the Gemara is ein bayalin al dam tayar, that dam tayar, dam of the 33 and 66 days, we treat as regular dam. That's why you go to chassan class, nobody tells you about this kula, because lamaisa we're not knowing this kula. with Nayig in the 33 and the 66 days, maybe she goes to the mikveh. A woman could go to the mikveh after 5 weeks, let's say, and then she's within 66 days, she should have a free month for the keva. So with Nayig, that you need Shiva the Kiyam anyway. The Ramah is going to say this when we turn the page momentarily. And that's really what the Ramah says here at the beginning, that she needs Shiva the Kiyam. Now, what about the Chumra of the Ramah? The Yesh Mekaymais, Shanayig and Shein Tov L'Tech Mem Ayim L'Zachem Yishmeinam L'Nekeva. Now, nowadays, it's not common, not that common for women to go to the mikveh within 40 days of childbirth, simply because the doctors give 6 weeks anyway until Tashmish. So usually 40 days, but 80 days. Why should it? We're saying now, even if she's clean, Chumra, piled on a Chumra. When she sees Dam, she's Tamei. Okay, but she didn't see Dam. She went 40 or 50 days, went to the mikveh. Why shouldn't she go Bitar? Why shouldn't she go to the mikveh after 50 days? So the Taz and Gimel brings Miu Yesh Mekayim Shanaygim Min Nigzem Atzinulai Shaharambam Kolra Olav Tagar. The Rambam complained about such a minig. Vamar Shesh Isser Linoi Kain. He says there's an Isser to be Naig this minig. V'nimshuch Letzad Minos Tapikarsis Kamay Sheitik Ames Yosef Kam Sheit Shar Deish Mekayim Yosef. Again, how's that called? Kamashim is Yisrael. Gam Shar Day Yisrael Mekayim in Eisai. So the Ramah brings it, even though the Rambam wrote so sharply. Umitzinu loy shnei tamim le Mekayim in Eisai. We find two reasons for those who are Mekayim the Minik. Echad, b'tzacharol lahachmim b'sanidim yamim aheg shadamim b'tzuyim b'isha. Kamashim is Yisrael b'shem ribash. One is, it's common to see dam then. That's why they were machmer. Hard to understand what that means. Because it's common to see dam, that's why you're machmer. Oy betzinu, the Sefer Aguda, Perek, is that Arvi Pesachim? Nirali, v'shemachi regilim noshim yoldais lahabtin. Why are they not mekai? Why don't they go to the mikveh in the 40 days or the 80 days? Now what this means is the fact, Sefer Aguda says, you're going to have women, you're going to teach them 33 and 60 days as tar. That's great. So they're going to say, wow, even if I bleed in these days, I'm tar. So it's going to come, 1 week they bleed, you're tar. Second week, it's going to pass the 40th day or the 80th day. Once the 40th and 80th day pass, they're going to forget. They're going to think, still Yemei Tayah. They're going to keep on going with Yemei Tayah. Because of that, there was a minig to not go to the mikveh till the 40 and the 80 are up. This is the Sefer Aguda. The problem with the Sefer Aguda is that's good if you hold Dam Tayah as Tar. If you pass in Dam Tayah as Tar, like the Deraisa, so we're afraid the women are going to bleed 40 or 80 days, and the 81st day they'll make a mistake. But we're knowing that Dam Tayah is Tamei. So for us, there's nothing what to be machmir. So if the minig started from this, so there's no reason to be machmir. So the Pisrei Tshuva brings down this idea. The first class is hard to understand. Damim Tzuyim, therefore what? It's not Mitzuyim. And why does Mitzuyim change it? It's Dam Tayah.
And
Abu Dhabi says because says just they'll confuse day 80 with day 81.
We assume that every
youngest
will be
youngest result. Right, so they go to the mikveh after 2 weeks. So Pesachi Tshuva Aleph brings, I made them as cause of Hashem Ataz, Shadai Bezeheter, anybody Mishum Pirates gather. The Taz adds up, if you're dying heter, there's nothing wrong. V'ayim etaz mash v'sham, mokim sham minig be'kulam lahachmir, choshim pirates gather. A place where the minig is, everyone's machmir, you're not allowed to be machmir. I'm sure it's like Yehuda, v'deinun beis, shekosa. The dafka be yadua shenasa mitchila baskama ziknei ho'ir. It's a nice rule for minhagim. Dafka, where the minhag started originally, baskama siknehu. Aba balabachi, efshe shahanoshim, nogu kemi atzman. Maybe there's a vibrish minhag. Vebezel, abishim dvarim amutarim, vacherim nogu bayisr. So then, it's not, it doesn't have a din of a minhag. It's a davar amutar, that some people took on a chumra. And then, you would not have to follow such a minhag. Aikasim sham shim haya biyadai. Nayyid Yehuda, typical language of Nayyid Yehuda. If you don't have the power, There were people that were 5 plus 40, 5 plus 60, probably should say, it's a samachay, probably should be pay in the kava, the minig burisu, it's a shtus. So that's our bottom line. Our bottom line is we never heard of somebody being nayid schumra. And it's interesting that if you're nayid a chumra because the lady started it, that doesn't have a din of a chumra. Ladies started things. Rapam used to say that fish pots don't have a din minig. So, you know, people have separate fish pots. So he said it doesn't have a din minig. Ladies started having fish pots. But din, dagum shalu, v'kairi shal basa. No, it's a blias of fish. Gemara says, dagum shalu, that's example of a napar out of the Gemara is fish that have blias and fleshy gekelim. What? A Reb Zeira, so the Gemara says, v'nais Yisrael l'chmiru al atzman. Reb Zeira formulated into a takana. It has a din takana, not a din minig. It can't be about the nether on it. But, yeah, a lot of things relate to Shalach Miruah Latzman. Somebody says they made him the VM, but they ain't the VM. So, I don't know. Rabbi Shainar has a tshuva about certain chumras in the Beis HaShechita. Someone's makbet to eat meat or chicken, there are certain chumras. So he says it's not binding on the person who eats it. So why do we know what they do in the Beis HaShechita? We just buy the meat. The Shechitim started certain chumras. So it doesn't have a din chumra unless you're makbet. You say, I'm makbet on this and this, so I don't eat that, I eat this. But if it's tam, you don't know what's going on, just people do it. So Rabbi Shurai says it doesn't have a din chumra. I assume it's the same thing here with the. Alright, so at least we have here one kula hilchas nida usually ends up lahachmer. So at least this minig, that not to go to the mikvah to 40 days or 80 days, we end up with a kula. Okay, let's turn the page. Ramah ends. The Ramah himself said, "V'bakim she'ein minig, ein lahach meklal, rak miyach laros adamach hazayin lezochi down the keva, suffers ayin dekimu teres labayla." Avol. At the end of this Ramah is the rule of ein bayalin al dam tayar. The chumra that we now know the 33 and 66 clean days is this Ramah. Avol chazor of a rasa. Afitas tipas dal dam kachardol temeya. She goes to the mikveh and she sees any amount of blood in the yemei tahara. Av gabi deraisa dam tayaru. Kvar pashar amini b'chol Yisrael shein bayalin al dam tayar. V'dinai kishar dam l'chol davar. Even though in a tayar it's tar, dinai is like other dam l'chol davar. So what does Sfardim hold? That's what I was wondering. Mechaber doesn't bring a bayalin al dam tayar. So what does Sfardim hold? So I realized Mechaber never brings that there's such a thing as 36 Yimei Tayar, and 66 Yimei Tayar. He doesn't say a word about it. All the Mechaber says is that there's 7 and 14 Yimei Tuma. Yilur Shulchan Aruch, you never heard of it. The 33 and the 66. So Mimele, it sounds like the Mechaber is Machmir by leaving out the Dairaisa. So that is not. Precis Ksamim. Moshe writes in the tshuva that when a tamachachim sees ksamim that are a suffik mare, he's allowed to take it to cheshbin that it's the yemei tayar, but he shouldn't say it. He shouldn't say it. Taking it to cheshbin personally, but you know, people shouldn't be mezalzel.
Let's say she's believing the 38th, the 39th, the 40th, and then the 41st. Does it make a difference that now that
she went over three? So there's no difference.
Be next to the first
How she
I mean, it comes out to be a kula in a way.
She seems between the 40th and the 41st day.
Right.
The 40th day really is the rise of the Dantaha.
48 days Dam Tov, 41st is Dam Tov. So you wouldn't have to count. Now the question is whether you need the 5 before the 7 starting from day 41 if day 40 is not down. So you don't need it because the reason for the 5 days is Plita Shefazera. So if you're Nayig any Chumrah, you don't need. If somebody's Nayig, whatever Chumrah it might be, in the 5 days, that is not that they were Pirish, if a woman gets a measles shot. So you have to be Pirish, it's Sakana, so that could count for the 5 days also. Anytime you're Pirish, not by choice, but because you're supposed to. Okay, the Mechaber is curiously silent on the question of when a woman becomes a Yeledes. When, in the process of childbirth, does a woman have a Din Yeledes? Now, obviously, if she bleeds, she's a Yeledes, and that's Dam Tumah. There is a tumah in the Achrayim about the fact that the Mechaber elsewhere in Hilchos Shabbos, the Siman Shin Lamed, where it talks about being Mechal Shabbos for a Yeledes, the Mechaber says Nikras Yeledes Mechal Yeledes Shabbos. She's called a Yeledes for Hilchos Shabbos, Mishateishev Ala Mashber, for when she sits on the birthing table. Or from the time that she's bleeding. Or when the labor pains are so great that she's unable to walk. The Mechaber here says Yeledes is one of these three things: bleeding, sitting on the birthing table, not by choice, but because she needs it, and she can't walk because of her contractions. We'll talk about that 1 minute. So, now the question is there any shaykhus from here till Hilchos Nida? You have to show me the Mishnah, I don't remember that. So the question is, does this have any shaykhus to us? So the Sidre Tara here brings, and Chavis Das quotes in Achla Shivu, says the same thing. We'll have it later in the Pesachei Tshuva Dalit, that the language of the Gemara, by Bi Mechal Shabbos, for a woman who gives birth, may emesai mechalalin, mishas psichas hakever. Gemara's lashon is, mishas psichas hakever, for when the cervix opens up, or the womb opens up, and since ein psichas kever b'leidam, psichas kever is understood to be an indication of tumah, therefore there seems to be some connection between Hilchos Shabbos and here. Lamaisa, there are two discussions. One is when she becomes a yeledes if she does give birth. And one is, what happens if she has labor pains and they stop? So first of all, when does she become a yeledes when she does give birth? So Sidre Tara writes that it goes by these rules, the rules that are expressed here, that when she's a sheves ala mazre, she sits on a birthing table, and he writes, it doesn't mean she sits on the table, she's at the point where she should be sitting on the birthing table. She's in the taxi on the way, it's the same thing. And dilation I'll talk about separately. First, just the outward indications. And
isn't that really the same as
what? We understand the Chavreis Noisis, so it's easier to express that Yeshevas Ala Mashber, that she can't walk. Now, if she's in the middle of labor, you're not going to say, do me a favor, just see if you can walk. So we say Yeshevas Ala Mashber. But I think they've the rights, I mean, she can't walk during contractions. Between contractions, she can't walk between contractions. And the Rebbe says a kula. She can't walk between contractions. She can't walk during contractions. That's not the raya. She can't walk between contractions. So this is a simin of a damnida he holds. Now the Chavis Das disagrees. Chavis Das says that the rule that this psichas kever is only a psichas kever. The rule a psichas kever b'leidam is only if something comes out. So the Sidra Tara understands a psichas kever b'leidam. If there's an opening of the cervix, whatever the shear of an opening is, automatically there's dam. Chavis Das says no. It means if there's an opening and something comes out, she's my palace. Something comes out, then we assume that there's dam. But otherwise, why should I say psichas kever by itself if she starts to have dilation? Why should I say that is automatically a sign of dam? So Chavis Das and Sidrei Tara disagree on this point. They disagree if a woman is in labor, whether that automatically makes her a nida, even if there's no blood. And the Sidra Tara says it does. Chavis Das says not necessarily. It depends if something comes out. And Ramesh and Tshuva, Chelik Beis, I think it's Tshuva Ayin Hay, writes that all the Paiskim Paskal, like the Sidra Tara here, that she has a Din Tuma. What we interpret that, so we have this set of notes that we learn with Hassanim that goes back a long time. And we tell Hassanim that when her labor pains are so great, you have to be Purish for Dairaisis, meaning for Chibuk and Nishuk, Nigir Shachiba, but for Drabanans, to push her in a wheelchair or to get whatever else it is, to handle things. If a drabbanon, you don't have to be machmir until there's blood. Now, usually it's academic. Most of the time there's blood first. It's usually academic, but this is the machlaikis. So for the rices, we're machmir. For drabbanon, at least smoking tzairach, we make. We'll get to everything. We'll get to everything one at a time. What? If you have other reasons, even chashavs, yes. The only reason that the comparison is made is because of the Lashna Gemara. Maybe say b'chal Shabbos, b'psichas p'yakever. Because the Gemara uses the expression p'psichas p'yakever. And the Sidra Tara understands every p'psichas p'yakever is automatically a nida. So therefore, if she's a yaledes v'chal Shabbos, a given yaledes that the Gemara is referring to in a typical case, so it's automatic. That's his understanding.
The same psichus is kept with dam. So, because
everyone agrees it's without dam. Just Chavis Das says something has to come out. The basa comes out, we assume there's dam. Anything that comes out, like a mapelis. The Gemara's case is a mapelis.
Yes, I'm saying
it's machlekes in what means. The machlekes in the Messiah. We have Messiah, psichus kept with dam. Says machlekes what the Messiah is. The Chavis Das says it means. Chavis Das out right in the beginning. Says it means psichas kever because something comes out, and the Sidra Tara says no, it means an opening in any event. Now, obviously, the shaila now becomes an interesting shaila. Many women, especially if they're having had a number of children, start to dilate during the ninth month. And women will go for their checkups, and the doctor tells them you're 2 centimeters dilated or 3 centimeters dilated, and they already have begun dilation during that period of time. The question is whether that in itself would make a woman a nida. Chavis Das clearly holds no. He says psichas hakev with nothing is nothing, and the Sidra Tara would seem to hold yes. Ramesha in a tshuva and chelik beis of Yerodeya Seminayim Vav says she's not tameh, and Ravadi Yosef in the Taras Habayis says the same thing. She's not tameh. The reason. Maybe a doctor way I may understand better than me. It seems, if I'm understanding correctly, that there's a certain thickness to the cervix, and the dilation is not always totally open. That's what Ramesha seems to be writing. When they say it's dilated, it doesn't mean what Halacha sees as an opening. If I'm interpreting correctly, I'm not sure.
It doesn't matter how much the opening is.
So we're going to talk about it. We're going to learn the opening has to be. We're going to learn has to be 7/10 of an inch. How many centimeters? 7/10 of an inch. Oh, anybody? Google it. 2.54 what?
2.54 centimeters.
To the inch. So 7 is 40 centimeters. That's
1 3/4 inches.
What? 7/10. Oh, 7/10 of an inch is 1.54. Sorry, take it back. Okay, so 1.54. So then women would be dilated to 2.
That minimal you're saying before. This is on top of that.
Yeah. Well, what's normally open is just on top of that, right? Now, what?
Where exactly in the cervix is it open? I mean,
you speak to a gynecologist. The cervix is an opening. The problem with the cervix has a thickness to the opening. Just imagine lips have a certain thickness. It's not like a bottle cap. So when it's open, there's a certain depth to it. It could be open in front and then deeper and not be open. I'm not sure. All right, be that as it may. What?
Halakhically, how does the woman, how does the husband, how is the non-doctor know if she's 3 centimeters?
Well, we don't, that's, Chazal don't talk about it because normally you don't know.
Right.
So normally there's no issue. So our question is, when a doctor tells you it's open, what do you do now? Uh-huh. Tell the doctor that to tell you, but.
Okay, so the doctor doesn't say that she's ready to give birth, it's seamless.
Doctor, we care what doctors say. You can't tell me who cares what doctors say. If in the Chazal didn't know, they didn't know, so we have to know if we know. What? Rav gets a question. A from Yid said, I know it's open. So we have to be done to Shaila. Why does he have Sichas HaMakar? From Yid knows it's open.
In the time of the Gemara, they didn't have this indicator.
So the time of Gemara never had the Shaila. It's a new Shaila. Why shouldn't we be done to Shaila? Still be that.
The doctor tell you. Originally said Lechumra. He was talking Daraisas and Rabbanans, right?
So he means the Makar Ein Sichas Kabbalei Dan is when it's open.
It would be easy Aser even for the Rabbanans.
Presumably, like Dr. Amawi says, Jotaro was not talking in a case where you did an examination. She feels normal, but Lechayr would come out that way. Now there are two issues. One issue is the issue of the mucus plug, which has blood and closes the cervix during pregnancy. The body, to avoid infection, has a mucusy plug, what women call a bloody show. I don't know who made up that expression. But it's a plug that plugs the cervix. And usually, once the cervix starts to open up, the plug comes out. And obviously, she sees blood. She sees it. She's tamei. Can happen that it comes out when she urinates, she doesn't realize it, and she doesn't find it. The issue is, if she's 2 centimeters dilated, we know that this plug came out, and we know that there was dam. So it seems that we just ignore that, because it's dam b'lei hagasha, that wasn't discovered. So it seems from the Stimus HaPaiskim that we don't take that into account. The issue of the water breaking is another issue, and Chazal don't talk about it. Apparently it was not common in their days for to have such an experience of a woman feels the water is breaking. She feels a leakage or sometimes an explosion of water. A relative of mine was talking on a cell phone, talking on a payphone. Those days were payphones at Avenue J. And suddenly there was a puddle under her, and she ran to the hospital. So someday someone's going to come up with an iron file. Why do we have to carry cell phones? Pain in the neck. Just put a phone on every corner. And people don't have to carry cell phones. You can just make, it'll be a nice innovation though. But anyway, the getting back to the water breaking. The issue of the water breaking, it's interesting. Shlomo Zalman, Nishri Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Lamed Vav, Simen Tes, says the water breaks, L'chal Lo Lalas HaShabbos. So Yaledes or Michal Shabbos. In the Dishras Avram, here he writes, the water breaks, it does not make her a Nida, and she's still Tara to her husband until she sees blood. So you have it both ways, Lakula. You get Suffolk Sakana with Machmer, but for Nida, she's not a Nida. So to sum up, what do we learn about Yaledes? We learned A, if she bleeds, she's Tamei, and that's the Kuli Alma. B, if she has chevlei leida and she goes into labor, to one of the points in Simit Shin Lamed, we're bachmir like the Sidri Tara that she's tamei leida. And see if the water breaks. So we have a Shlomo Zalman holds that you're mekel. There are other machmirim. I don't know names. But again, in the yeshiva, what we always taught was if the water breaks, the derais is yemach, but if the rabbanon is yemekel. What? Nishmas Avraham brings. Yeah. And. What?
She's not
tamei in the chal shabbos.
You see, you don't talk. Who are not tied together?
So you see, apparently, well, it's not tied to yeshiva salma, it's to the gemara, but it's an independent reason to be chal shabbos. Now, what happens if our labor pains stop? She has labor pains, no blood. They have to carry her, and it stops. Chavis das obviously holds she's tar. There's no dam. She's tar. Sidri tara lechayrus should hold she's tamei. Tameya. So the Sidri Tara says no. If the labor pains don't end up in a birth, it's false labor. It shows that it was a mistake. She's not a Yeledes. And he says then the labor pains themselves don't make her a Nida. We thought she's a Nida. We assume it's going to end up in a birth. She has labor pains, even so severe that she has to be carried. She goes on a birthing table. If it would happen that it would stop, then the Sidri Tara is Maida that she's Tar. Because it was a toss. We thought she's a Yeledes. She's not a Yeledes.